My name's Julie Stokes, and I am the chairman of Manx Breast Cancer Support Group.
Perfect. And so obviously October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we've spotted headlines this week from over in the UK, basically from this study in Sweden that found that it monitored 500,000 women and found that 32% didn't attend their first mammogram appointment. And they found that those women were at 40% higher risk of dying from the disease, which obviously is quite a big statistic. I guess, first of all, then, what's the charity's stance on, you know, going along to your mammogram appointment?
Well, we'd just like to say really just how, you know, how important it is to attend your mammogram appointments. It really is. And also how lucky we are on the island that ladies are called from the age of 50 every 2 years, not every 3 years as in the UK.
I mean, how important is that then? Do you see better outcomes? What's the statistics or the information you're getting from the experts then?
Well, basically 50% of cancers are discovered during mammograms. So it really, really is important that ladies do turn up for their appointments. And it's really important that the island on the whole keeps that 2 year screening programme that we've been so lucky to have for all these years.
And I think it's funny when we talk about the various different screenings that you can have for various cancers, you know, obviously women get scared about certain things, whether it's a cervical smear or a mammogram itself. Can you kind of myth bust it a little bit? I mean, what can you expect if you go along to your mammogram if you're a bit scared and it's your first appointment?
You know what, we've got a most fabulous team at the Manx Breast Unit. They're all absolutely gorgeous, and you know, they try their hardest to be as gentle with you as possible, and it's literally a couple of minutes that can save your life. It's so important.
Do you think that, I mean, obviously we've come on a long way in terms of being able to detect cancers then. Obviously, like you say, it is so important. Do you think that message is getting through to people?
I hope so. I hope so. But there are still people that don't turn up, and it really is very important that people do turn up for their appointments. We are so lucky to have this service that we should use it, and people should make sure that they make time to have that mammogram done.
I suppose, well, I've got you then. Obviously, we're expecting this new facility up at Nobles Hospital, which is gathering speed. How's that all going?
It's going amazingly well, thank you. We hope to open in the next maybe 3 weeks, we'll be finished. And, you know, it's looking fabulous. So we're so pleased with it, how it's turned out.
Perfect. And obviously, for anyone who doesn't know, can you just give me a quick summary of what that facility is?
It's basically a cancer help centre. It's for people, you know, who are diagnosed, come out of the hospital, don't know which way to turn, feel that they need help, feel they need support, and that's where they're going to go. We're going to have Macmillan Cancers in there, who are amazing at offering support for cancer patients, and Minds Matters, who are going to offer that onco-psychology support that doesn't exist on the Isle of Man really at the moment in one building.
Brilliant. And obviously that is for people who maybe have, you know, these sorts of tests like mammograms, and unfortunately they come up with a bit of a scary result for them. But I guess, is it important to say that, you know, that first screening appointment, it's unlikely that, you know, to result in a cancer diagnosis. It's very important to kind of go along, and just for the peace of mind more than anything.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's so important that people go and that they do, you know, anything that's found when it's small is very easy to treat. It often means that there's, you know, far less invasive treatments needed to see it off. So we really, really recommend that people go. And also, when you're 70 and you're no longer called for your mammograms, you can self-refer. And our charity has little cards that are given out to people, and they have a phone number on that they can self-refer and get back into the system and have the mammogram.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, that's all I sort of prepared. Is there anything we've missed or anything else you want to plug to do with the charity while I've got you?
Just that, you know, it is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I mean, we should be aware every month, every week, every day, we should be aware. So we should always check ourselves, you know, set a date in the week or whatever that you do have a feel of your boobs. Anything untoward, anything you feel is not quite right. We all know our own bodies. Make an appointment with your GP and they will refer you to the Manx Breast Unit.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.